7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to another extremely exciting. Damn, I can't even move or even function show. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this damn I can't even move or function show because I can't move or function. Isn't that fun? Yeah, it's super fun. My name is Tobe, and now I'm going to pour some tea. Oh, looks so good. I need it. I've had one hell of a day so far. I tell ya. Oh, yeah. Da Hong Pao. The good stuff. Oh. Yeah, I gotta get some sleep, but I can't go to sleep. I gotta stay up long enough to take this medication, and then maybe I can fall asleep. Damn, I am tired. For the last two nights, at approximately 1 a.m., I've been going through this weird thing. It's taken me a while to figure it out. I think it's a blood pressure drop. And then I have these dry heaves, and then it all goes away. It's very bizarre. So I was up late, and then, you know, the drugs wear off, and the pain comes back. And so there's not much in the way of sleeping. But then I had to, go to the doctor. Because that's what I do now. That is my life. Let's go see some doctors. I had a great year. This last year and a half? I haven't had to see a single doctor. I thank COVID-19 for that. But now I guess we're making up for lost time because I gotta see every damn doctor in town now. And I got an MRI coming up on Saturday. Yeah, so today I had an EMG. EMG, I still don't know what it stands for. Electromyography or something of that sort. And it's really fun. This doctor who was doing this EMG thing, he was pretty cool. He was really funny, and he looked like some kind of wacky mad scientist guy. And he said, yeah, we're going to put some electrodes on you and then give you some shocks. And I'm like, yeah, I'm hip, daddy. So electro daddy puts the terminals on my foot and up my calf. And he starts blowing the juice through it, right? My leg is jerking around, and I'm like, yeah, do that again. And so then, there was like four rounds of that. Well, let's put these terminals, these electrodes, all over your leg, and we'll shock you. And I kept telling him, dude, crank the juice up. And I'll get to that in a minute. And then, then there's the test of, okay, we're going to ground you down here at your foot. Then we're going to take this needle that is electrified and hooked up to the machine. And we're going to stab you with this needle and then give you some shocks. And then the guy goes into this. This is just a 26-gauge, or what did he say, 28-gauge needle. So yeah, it's very soon. You all feel how feel anything, so don't worry about it. You might feel a little, it's like a little mosquito bite. And I'm like, dude, you don't have to sell me on needles. I love them. You can use a 12 gauge, and I wouldn't care. He's like, oh geez, well, no, we don't have any of those. That's like a needle for taking a blood sample. I'm like, yeah, I love those. So then he sticks the needle in my leg. Zap, 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 zap. And all these zaps felt very good. Because these zaps were, you know, zapping my bad muscles. And my bad muscles were like, oh yeah, we can release for a second. So now I'm trying to think of, what do I have around my house that can give me some electrical shocks that I can find relief with? Well, my ion gun needs batteries, and I don't feel like trying to go to the store to buy $20 worth of batteries. And then, of course, there's the little handshake shocker thing that I've got. It's around here somewhere. I just saw it a couple days ago. Yeah, it's right here. Does it have a battery in it? I don't think it does. It's not shocking me. Well, it just so happens that I've got a AAA battery right here. I don't know what this AAA battery is doing here. Does this take AAAs or does this take AAs? For some reason, I think it takes a AAA, and now I can't figure out how to open it. Because somehow, suddenly, I'm an idiot. Oh, there, it opens like this. So I'm thinking I need to buy some kind of shocking device to help with my legs. And if you know what a TENS device is, that's what I want. I've wanted a TENS device since I was about 15 or 16 years old when I first heard about them. Trying to figure out how to get the damn battery out of this thing. So maybe I can get a doctor to write me a prescription for a TENS device, although I think legislation, laws have changed. And you can just buy them off the shelf now. I'm not sure, but... All right, got the new battery in the shocker. Does it work? No, I think that battery is dead, too. All right, so all my batteries are dead, so all my devices for shocking myself are not working. You know what I need? The committee will remember that at one point in time, my friend Brian gave me some kind of weird electronic device, and he says, hey, can you fix this for my friend? And I said, yeah, I could probably fix it. And I fixed it. And what was it? It was a box of shocks. That was what it was called, box of shocks, except it was in Espanol. And I don't remember what that is in Spanish. I don't remember. That's what I need. That's the thing I need right now. Man, what can I... I don't think I have any AA batteries. I've got some rechargeable ones, but that'll take... Yeah. And of course I've got some AAs in the pocket operator, but... Oh my god. Yeah, but what I really need to do is shock my back. Although, it's not muscles that are bothering me in my back. Yeah, so I'm hoping during the MRI that I have on Saturday, they will find the annular tear in at L3. And no, that's not a Lagrange point. I mean, L3 is a Lagrange point, but, you know, I don't have a problem with Lagrange points. I have a problem with some disc or something in a lumbar vertebra. Dahong pow. So I gotta tell you something else that is not death related. My cat's been doing bus stops again. I'm sure the committee is familiar with my cat, Pippa. She does this thing. This happens at night. And sometimes during the day, but most often at night. I'll be sitting here, and I'll be under headphones, or I'll be watching TV or something, and the cat will walk in. But she's been sleeping And she comes downstairs, and she doesn't want to do kitty business. She just wants to go get something to eat or a drink of water. But what she does is there's a straight path through this living room here. Cat can walk in this door and just walk straight over to the other door and go get a drink or whatever. But that's not what she does. She will walk in, and then she takes a little detour. And so she will walk up right in front of me, and I have to acknowledge her. I have to say something or I have to touch her, and she will just stand there until that happens. And then she'll keep walking into the other room. And I call this maneuver the bus stop, because it's like a bus pulling over to a bus stop to pick up passengers and then keep going. She's been doing it a lot lately. It's been a while since she's done this. Usually she's coming into the room, she wants to do kitty business, right? Yeah, no, she did another one about an hour ago. About 45 minutes ago. Last night she did a great one. She didn't even meow or look at me or anything. She just just like a bus, walk, 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 just stood here in front of me, and I just looked at her for a while. She didn't move her head. She didn't say anything or anything, and I just reached out and I said, "Oh, it's bus stop, kitty," and I petted her a little bit, and then she just walked into the other room. That was hilarious. I thought she might do it now. Now that she hears me talking. And, normally that gets her attention, but anyway. What are we doing today? Well, being as I can't do anything, we're just gonna sit here. But, you won't have to listen to me blab the whole time. Because I do have some synthesizers going. Yeah, we got Florian cooking along here. And we've got Florian plugged into an effects processor, just like yesterday. So let's mess with some of these patches and see what happens. All right. How was our level? Our level is pretty good. All right. 3, 2, 1, let's jam. Where did that swing come from? Right, so I've got the Florian plugged into the effects processor, and the effects processor patch is BassSynth 2. And so this is, again, one of those patches like yesterday's, but different. Here, let's go back and forth here. Here's BassSynth 2. Interesting. Okay, now let's switch to BassSynth 1. Let's go back. That's really weird. I really love what this is doing. Basically, what's happening is that the synth patch in the processor is trying to track these wacky voltages, and I'm feeding it square waves, and it's converting them to saw waves. So, yeah, do the math in your head. There's a hall reverb. Somewhere there's guitar synths. Let's see if it's down here. Yeah, okay. Here's guitar synth 2. Yeah, it's fun and psychedelic. Oh, that's neat. That's weird. Okay, so it's missing. It's doing weird stuff. Maybe we need to do some drum thingy. How about some drum thingy? That would be nice. All right, so let's grab the PO. We'll plug in some clock. Clock from Florian is going into the dude. And then we plug it into this. Then we plug in the audio. Clickety click click. And we need some gain. Tobe needs gain. I said Tobe needs gain. He needs more gain than that. There we go. And so we got a drum beat. Oh, that's a good drum beat. Yeah, a drum beat for the ages. Obviously. Right, so let's get the sync turned on. And now we can listen to synthesizer and drums on three. One, two, three. Incidental note there. Okay, that's cool and all. I'm gonna stop it. I like those funky incidental notes that pop up. I don't know where that swing came from, and that's why I changed the drum beat to this boring, dumb, just 1-2-1-2, because once we introduce swing, if the drums aren't swinging with the synth, it just sounds weird. But sometimes we want weird, and so now... What bass drum did I use? This one? Now I need weird drums. That's basically what you were hearing. What if we push this button? Now what do the drums sound like? Oh yeah, daddy. We might be able to do something with that. So let's reset the sequencer and play. All right, let's switch patches. Thank you. go? Oh, let's find out. Oh, that's low. Oh, 2 octaves down. Can't even hear it. Right, so I started messing with, well, first I started dialing through patches. Then I went back to the synth bass, patch, and I started messing with the parameters. And I've turned on the portamento, so we get that nice glide on those notes. Cool. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think we can bring the bit collider in here too, because it's clocking off one of the sequencers, isn't it? Let's turn it on and add it to the mix here. There we go. Yeah, I had to mess with the drum effects a little bit. I'm just punching around here. Ugh, no. What do I want? I don't even know. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I just took out the distortion part of this patch on the drums. Oh, that's crispy. That is crispy, and that hi-hat doubles now. Awesome. Not what I want, though. I want to stop everything. Turn this guy off, because this guy keeps going. Bo-diddle-o. That's what I feel like. Bo-diddle-o. It seems to me like the synth business has stabilized. And I don't want stable. I want more chaos. And so, how are we going to introduce some more? Let's mess with the synth filter. Barely touched it. Yeah, All I have done is I've barely moved the VCA on Florian. I'm going to do it again. Let's go higher. Weird. Let's go lower. Well, that's about where we were. Let's mess with the decay. Yeah, it doesn't know when the end of notes are. With the envelope longer, the synth patch can't track where the end of the note is because these are square waves. And it's thinking, well, I hear something closing, but it's the signal. Yeah, it's just crazy. What happens if we mess with the resonance? Yeah, I thought so. Ha. All right, envelope amount. No, if we choke it, it'll work, but yeah. Now crank the resonance. Uh-oh. I lost it. Return to zero. Wow, now it's doing all kinds of wacky stuff. Let's bring in some drums. Let's bring in the warbler. Oh, it's not on. Getting all super weird. But what am I even doing this for? I mean, what's the point? Am I going to make this into a song? Is this going to be a thing? Can I play? What's it doing now? I don't even know. It's going crazy because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow to see what happens with this, and I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.